Hello. Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod.
We're back.
We're here. Did you miss us?
It's been a whole week.
This is
the... A lot has happened.
Wait, what?
A lot has happened.
What happened?
I'm sure a lot has happened in their lives.
Oh. Should we give them time to talk about it? Would that be the cordial, like, good host thing to do?
I think so.
Okay. Well, this one's on you guys. Go for it.
Huh. Oh, wow. Well,
No.
I don't think that you should approach it that way. Well, okay.
Fine.
Can you guys keep your voices down? I mean, there's no need to yell.
Yeah, I didn't think that what we said was too far off base.
You came here for honest advice, and we gave it to you. You don't need to get hostile.
All right, that's better. I accept your apology.
All right, well, let's do the show.
Yeah.
I feel better.
I feel good about
this. I'm glad that we got all that off our chest.
Yeah, I feel like that stuff needed to be said.
Yeah.
And
I didn't want that weighing anybody down while they listened to the episode.
Everybody is good with everybody now, and now we can just get back to being two non-mystical hosts who use the power of the tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And that person who is in legal alignment with what we need to do.
Spiritual and legal alignment.
Spiritual and legal alignment is one Ben Noble.
And that other guy is Brian Dooley.
And we're your hosts here. I mean, you know, we just had a long conversation about it.
Yeah. But you know what? Let's put that behind us.
Let's put it behind us. And in case people forgot since last week, should we tell them what we do?
Didn't you just tell them?
I mean, how we do it.
Oh, sorry. We're going to give away the secret sauce?
I think we need to.
Okay. Well, go for it.
All right.
I'm going to stay over here and remain in legal alignment.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different tarot spreads, and some of them are super complicated. You may have heard of things like the Celtic Cross or the 86 Skidoo. We are completely unqualified to read the tarot, so the spread we use consists of three cards, which, in the order we draw them, indicate the recent past, current actions, and the future.
100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only.
Outcome.
Still in legal alignment.
And
my chakras.
Your chakras are in legal alignment.
Yeah.
And then after that, we do a card of the week. And so we'll have something, a little something for everybody.
That is also for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
This is an entertaining show. It's an entertainment show.
Man, we hope so.
Not a sue us show.
What if this whole thing is for entertainment purposes only, but it is not entertaining? Then we have an existential crisis on our hands, don't we?
Yes. Although that reminds me of... See, if I was not in legal alignment, I would say you can just splice in the clip here. But because I'm in legal alignment, I can't let you do that, Star Fox. There's this podcast called The Bugle that is a British man who's friends with John Oliver.
Uh-huh.
His name is Andy Zaltzman.
Oh, he's a brother of Helen Zaltzman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
He does The Illusionist.
Yes. Well, not him. He does The Bugle. She does The Illusionist. Yes. Yes. They're a podcast family, like the Swiss Family Robinson, but for podcasts. Anyway, he had a Freudian slip and he said, comedy doesn't have to be entertaining, which is what you just said reminded me of.
Yeah. But when we're not entertaining, spiritual gold prices plummet.
Yes. I hope everybody's investments are going well.
Yeah. I know that mine are going great. For every spiritual gold that I have purchased, I've gotten 1,000% return since we started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So by now, the world is ending, or it could be.
Well, it could be. I mean, maybe the cards will tell us differently. We'll find out.
Should we go to that part of the show?
Should we do that?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, let's... maybe we should ask our guests.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Good.
Okay.
Do you know what the name of the segment is that we're going to?
Nice.
That's right. Okay. Here we go to Queerance Corner.
All right, well, now that we've arrived at Queerance Corner, I have another thing to bring up before I delay... talking.
Yeah, we're good hosting. At it.
I should have just let them talk. The way this is going. Ugh. What I was trying to say was, I feel like at this point there are just so many embedded inside jokes inside the show that if this is your first time listening, ugh.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. But just keep listening because we'll forget old ones and make up and new ones.
Yeah.
And so then you'll be a part of that club.
Like our legions of loyal listeners. How long ago have we mentioned them?
Our legions of loyal lizards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Listeners.
Oh. Well,
you called them the right thing.
That's not a joke.
Now the joke is we just call them the legion of loyal listeners.
So see, there you go. The joke's so old that I forgot how to do it.
You're in on a new thing.
Yep. There we go. We just created a joke for you.
Welcome.
Welcome, new listeners.
Let's find out today's question. Wait, talking. I think you gave that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's contagious.
Today's.
It's talking season.
Oh boy. I got a.
Did you get your talking
talk
shot?
Fever.
See, a new joke. Talking season.
Talking season. Yeah, guys, I hope you're writing this down because somebody needs to.
Yeah, and legal alignment, that was a good one. I've said that like 3 or 4 times because I really like that.
Yeah, pretty much we're just trying to find a hook to hang our show on.
Mm-hmm. And right now we have a couple.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us which one's your favorite?
We have so many hooks.
Let them tell us which one's their favorite.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt or step on your lines.
Don't all shout at once. Oh, okay.
Good one.
I didn't even notice that one.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, what were you going to say before you so rudely interrupted the listeners? The legions of loyal listeners?
Listeners.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
I was going to say that today's question comes from Steven.
And Steven wants to know, what if the things I care about don't work out?
That's a big question, Steven.
It's a vague question. What are the things he cares about?
It's not vague to him in his head.
No, in his head he knows exactly what we're talking about. But the rest of our legions of loyal listeners don't.
So let's figure out first what things he cares about.
French Toast Crunch cereal.
Mm-hmm. And being able to have somebody to make French Toast Crunch cereal with.
Yes. That sounds like two important things that he does care about. And what if those things don't work out?
What if they don't work out? Well, I got good news for you. French Toast Crunch cereal is like gangbusters. It's fine.
Is it?
Yeah. Wait, do you mean Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No.
You mean French Toast Crunch?
Yeah, I don't think it exists anymore.
Oh, I don't go to the cereal aisle. I have no idea. I didn't know that it ever did exist.
Oh, yeah. It was very good. They were little... It was the same people as Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but they were little...
I would hope so.
They were little French toast shapes.
Oh, did they have little mustaches and baguettes?
No.
No?
They were just little French toast shapes, and they were very good. One time, my brother, you know Waffle Crisp? That's a different cereal, not by the same people.
Waffle Crisp? No.
Yeah, that was. I don't know if that still exists, but Waffle Crisp was a cereal at one point in my youth. And my brother liked it so much that he took the box out of the pantry and hid it under his bed, and his whole room smelled like syrup.
Yum. Except, do you ever experience that sometimes syrup smells like pee?
I'll leave that one to the listeners.
So, there's something in syrup... That's also in pee. That's also in whatever ants.
Brian, did you get your talking shot?
No, when I was younger, I used to play with ants, like the little insects.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
And then afterwards, your hands would smell like syrup, or if it was too strong, they would smell like pee.
Huh.
Yeah, so I used to play with bugs, like, big time.
Okay. Did you have a magnifying glass?
No, not like that. Okay. I used to make little cities for them.
Oh, that's nice.
Because my house was infested with ants.
Oh, that's sad.
So there's that. Well, so we know that one thing that he cares about didn't work out.
Didn't really work out because they pulled it. But perhaps there's still a person in his life that he could eat some existing cereal with.
Speaking of existing cereals, my favorite cereal when I was growing up was Golden Grahams.
Those are good.
Yeah. So I just recently bought a box of Golden Grahams because I wanted to relive my youth.
Mm-hmm.
I also, in the house I live in, dumped a bunch of ants in the floorboards. But I bought some Golden Grahams and they weren't good.
No?
No.
Did the Golden Grahams change or did you change?
I believe the Golden Grahams changed.
Hmm.
I think they're not as sweet as they used to be.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, you can't hear it, but he's shaking his head hard.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. When I poured a giant, almost punch-sized bowl of cereal, I was so excited. I chopped two bananas into it, and I was ready to go. And it just tastes like the oat parts of Lucky Charms.
Blech.
Yeah, those are awful. With a little bit of sugar.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, I feel like it used to taste like graham crackers, which are delicious.
Yes. Why don't you just put those in a bowl of milk?
Because they get super soggy, but that does not stop me from doing that.
All right. Well, Steven, it sounds like the French Toast Crunch thing isn't going to work out, but we can definitely ask the cards about your companion, your breakfast companion, and if things are going to work out with that person.
Yeah. So today we're going to be using the Alchemical Tarot deck, and we used this last in October, and that was before the rating system came about. So we're going to have Ben go to town reading this deck.
You didn't see it, but Brian was about to shuffle the deck, and then he just gave up and handed it to me.
I did, yep. Because I figured that we're going to need to shuffle it after you look through it anyway.
Yep.
So no reason to do that fully twice.
Oh, wow. The Queen of Vessels is a mermaid. So that's nice. I also like the Nine of Cups, a.k.a. Vessels, which is just nine stacked cups and a majestic goat.
Oh, like you do.
Yeah. Overall, the art style is... this is one of those English tarot decks. You guys know what that means. But that's what it is. It's got some alchemical symbols on it, which you would have guessed from the name of the deck.
Oh, you like to talk about the lady on the back.
The lady on the back, who is some sort of odd Medusa with fire hair and lasers coming out of her mouth. And she's got a sun and a moon for eyes. She's holding an iguana and a pigeon, and there's water coming out of her nipples as if she is a statue. So there's a lot going on there.
It's a lot of symbolism that means something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like this deck overall. I feel like the art is nice. It is in that English style, but there's fun stuff going on. Like the King of Vessels, he's a whale!
Aw.
That's fun. And I feel like the art is a nice, unique take on the original tarot while still preserving the meaning. 4 stars.
4 stars it is.
Also, the star is the Starbucks logo.
Except there's...
Water and blood coming... Or milk and blood coming out of her nipples.
Do you think it's blood or wine? I mean, you think it's blood, so it's blood. That's disturbing. Much more disturbing than if it was wine.
Well, now we have to shuffle these cards and vamp. That good shuffle sound.
That is us vamping.
We're not very good at it.
No, we haven't been in the studio for 52 weeks.
Yeah, well, no, yeah.
Yeah, 52 weeks ago was the last time
we were. But we've recorded like 3 or 4 episodes since we started.
Since our,
our 4th or 5th or something.
Yeah, we're trying to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah. All right, that's probably shuffled enough.
I think so.
Steven wants to know, what if the things I care about don't work out?
Do you think that's Steven with a V or Steven with a PH?
I think it's Steven with a V.
Vdeven.
I think that joke was just for us.
It was.
All right.
But now it's for you, new listeners.
Yeah. You're in on the joke.
I hope you got it.
Yep. Flip.
The... recent past card is the Lady of Vessels.
What does that mean, Brian? Which one is that?
She is the Queen of Cups.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Is she? Or is she the page?
Or is she the page? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well, Steven, we're off to a really great start. Well, Brian finds that information out for you all fine folks.
She's the page.
She's the Page of Vessels. And she is a woman... just sort of like a very classical Roman woman in her green toga, balancing a jug of water on her head. There's a downward-facing triangle on the card. I think that's water. She's also standing on water, much like Jesus.
Hmm.
But the water kind of looks like clouds.
Well, she is the Page of Cups.
Okay.
Yeah, and that for sure is water, because vessels are cups.
I know, but it just kind of looks like clouds, doesn't it?
Oh, no, yeah, I was talking about the symbol.
Oh, the downward symbol. Yeah, yeah, that's water.
Sorry, guys, we are rusty.
Ooh, talking. Do you think they can catch it over the podcast?
I don't know. Guys, quick, say something clever. Oh, well, you haven't caught it yet.
That's good. Everybody get your talking shot.
That was fast. You guys are fast. Quick thinking.
Okay. Well, the Page of Cups. This also, on a Rider-Waite tarot, this is the fish talking card.
Mm-hmm.
So this card is all about connecting with your subconscious. That's what the fish is about, at least. There's no fish on this card, but I like the fish, so I'm bringing him into it.
Yeah, and maybe there's a fish in the vessel. The vessels here look like clay gourds, is what the cups look like in this.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly that's full of fish.
Yeah.
And they're imparting their gossip through, what's it called?
Osmosis.
Osmosis.
Yep. So this is a card about, you know, being at the start of some journey and your subconscious is trying to tell you something about how it's going to go.
Yeah. And it's an emotional journey. It's something to do with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense because we're trying to figure out
if your serial companion is going to work out.
Yeah.
And be your other meal companion.
Right. Is this just going to be a breakfast or is it going to go on? Are we going to use this baguette or what?
Yeah. So I feel like this Lady of Vessels is Steven in some ways, because Steven has this inkling of like, well, is this going to work out?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what she's wondering. And the fish is like,
well, let's find out what the fish is saying.
What does the fish say? Flip.
Ugh. Death.
Well,
care to describe this death card? It is not like the Rider-Waite.
No, it is not. Here we have a skeleton with a raven on his shoulder. He's holding a bloody steel arrow and standing on top of the sun? But like hell's sun, because it's at the bottom of the card and
it's a dark, red. Dark red, yeah. Sun. So a lot of times death is like a negative and a positive. It's a net neutral card where it's about
net neutrality.
It's about net neutrality and death and rebirth and not having to pay for that bandwidth if you want to experience both of those things. But I feel like this death card has a more sinister meaning. I feel like this death card is more like what people think when you draw the death card.
Yeah. Well, outside of all the baggage and garbage that we've hung on this question about cereal and companions and baguettes and whatever else, at the core, Stephen's question is, what if the things I care about don't work out? And the answer is the death card, which is like, well, if they don't, you'll move on.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Because that's what death is all about. It's about something ending, but something has to end for the new cycle to begin.
Yeah, I think it was Aristotle said, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
I think you're right. So let's see how things are going to work out in the future. Flip.
What?
What is that? Oh,
that's the Ace of Vessels.
Okay, a lot of
Holy
vessels.
Holy jeez.
A lot of vessels. Huh.
There's a lot going on.
There's
in
a
that
lot
card,
going
too.
On. All right, so we have sort of like a river, and there is a fish, a very large fish, who has a vase on his back with a heart and like blood inside the vessel. And then there's a grape tree growing out of the heart with two bouquets of grapes. Is that what you call them?
Two bunches of grapes.
Bunches of grapes. I like bouquets of grapes.
I've got to say, this is
perfect.
Perfect. This is,
we nailed it. Thanks, Stephen.
The Ace of Cups, Ace of Vessels, is about new beginnings and
new romantic beginnings.
Yeah, an opportunity for something emotional to start flourishing. And so what we've got is, just to tie it all back into a story, is we've got the whisperings of, what if this doesn't work out? What if the things I care about don't work out? Exactly what your question is. And then we've got, in the present, we have the death card, which seems to say they're not. They're not going to work out right now. You're going to have to give up on that. But then in the near future, we have the Ace of Cups, the Ace of Vessels, which is saying, here's something new that's going to start. And that's what death has cleared the way for. The death card has cleared the way for, not a literal death, probably.
Probably not. So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That was good. That was a good reading, Stephen. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Steven.
All right, well, now is the part of our show where we do the card of the week.
Wow, that seems fast.
No, I think it has not been fast. Perhaps for you it has seemed fast, but for the listener, perhaps not.
Quick, listener, say something funny.
I'm afraid they may be catching the talking.
Maybe. It's hard to just be funny on the spot.
I suppose. I don't know. We do it every week. For 25 to 32 minutes.
Do we?
I think so. Well.
All right.
Card of the week, huh?
This week for the... Well, what is the card of the week?
Oh. Well, I don't know. I picked it yet.
Good one.
I'm funny.
I think you've been cured.
All right. Well, the card of the week is a card that we give to everybody. We've got a new deck here, and we're going to randomly draw one card from that deck, and we're going to talk about it. And then that is a card that's going to guide you forward in the week ahead. Whatever problems you're facing down, you can think of this card and think, ah, that's how I get through this.
And this card is for everybody. So
I think I said that.
Not just Steven.
No, I think I said that.
Okay, good job. You did a good job.
So this card is the Knight Sun Tarot, and we've done this before, but not in the ratings era. I don't know. You said people like this deck, didn't you? Like, general people?
People in general really like this deck.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like it. It's sort of like the Mortal Kombat of decks, which yeah. I think is what I said. It looks like sort of bad PlayStation 2 era video game art, and it's incredibly, not incredibly, but overly violent. And creepy and weird.
Before you give this a star rating, do you think back in the days of PlayStation 2, you would give it a higher star rating?
And now the graphics just aren't as good? Yeah. Probably. But, you know, it now is now. What's going on in this Three of Wands? There's, like, three wands in a triangle in the sky and, like, a gross mouth in between them.
Ooh. Oh, no, that's a closed eye, isn't it? Please let it be a closed eye.
I don't know. It probably is, but it looks like a gross mouth.
That is a gross mouth if it's a mouth.
Well, I'm going to shuffle this up. This is a deck that we're using.
Wait.
I haven't given it a star rating.
Yep.
Two.
Two.
Because I don't care for it.
The noble has spoken.
Just has... It's just creepy, but not in a good way.
What would you say... What's something you've seen that's creepy in a good way on a tarot deck?
There's that one deck that we did. What was that one called?
Oh, the Hermetic? Mm. The one that's all black and white?
No, it's like the deck of... Just, it was like the Wicked Pack of Cards, perhaps?
The Wicked Pack has color.
Yeah, I didn't say it was black and white. You said that.
Oh, okay. Good one.
That's the one with, like, the gas masks and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was creepy in a good way.
Okay. And you also are kind of a fan of the Hermetic Tarot.
Which one's that?
That one is the black and white line drawings. It has the hanged man with the Star of David on his butt cheek.
Oh, that one's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, here's our card of the week.
Flip.
The King of Wands. Huh. Interesting. So, on the King of Wands, we have a man. He's seated in a wooden throne. He has a lion's, like a lion's head on his shoulder. He's got a giant wand in his hand that's in the shape of a cobra. He's wearing black robes. He's got, like, fire. There's fire in the background. Player one, choose your fighter.
This is interesting. In this deck, the kings are before the knights.
That's weird.
So the kings are number 13 on this deck. But anyway, the king is air and fire, and his keywords are wisdom, dominion, honesty, ambitions, and violence. I wonder if all of the cards on here have violence.
Violence as a keyword? Is that it?
That's it.
Oh. I was going to just film you reading that.
Oh, should I do it again?
No, you're good. I was just going to some additional content, some bonus content for the show. Is a thing that jumped into my mind. But
something
now,
for our Patreon supporters.
Yeah. Yeah. But, all right. So, those keywords. The King of Wands is typically a charismatic leader.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who is able to inspire people, and he's passionate about his work and what he's doing in life.
Yeah. One of his keywords
is... Perhaps this one's is not.
Honesty. Hmm. And he doesn't seem particularly honest.
He does not in the picture.
I mean, he doesn't seem dishonest, but...
That is, it just doesn't seem like his overriding, like, character trait.
Yeah.
Violence does.
Yes, definitely. These cards are violent seeming.
Yeah. But I'm going to give the King of Wands that I want to give.
Yeah.
Which is that because it's a court card, it could be you or somebody else. And so if it's you, be an inspiring leader this week. Don't hold back, you know? Empower people, inspire them. If the King of Wands is somebody else, then turn to that person for guidance and support if you're feeling lost or uninspired this week.
Yeah, and they're going to be passionate and they're going to be honest about things. And so just...
And they're not going to be violent.
Yeah, whatever thing, if you're the leader or if the leader is someone else, lean into it real hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's the card of the week.
That's a show, huh?
Not yet. There's all this other stuff on the outline, all these other words.
Oh, I know. Well, that's what I mean. That's why I said, and that's the show. So now we can transition into this.
Oh, okay. So this is the part where I play that music?
What music?
That music.
Oh, that music. All right. Well, thanks a lot, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you to Steven with a V.
Mm-hmm.
And
thanks to our legions of loyal listeners.
Yes. Thank you to our legions of loyal lizards and our legions of loyal listeners.
If you liked this show, wow.
Good work. You really made the effort. We appreciate it. It's not always easy to be our friend.
I like to think of our show like a music album. You know, you don't like it the first time, but when the DJ just keeps playing it, eventually you're like, oh, I get it now.
I hope that that's true. I also hope that it's like an album in that sometimes some songs aren't your favorite, but you keep listening because sometimes there's those hot, hot singles.
Mm.
And so just keep listening and maybe we'll get to some hot, hot singles.
I like that.
Sometime.
All right. Well, if you did enjoy the show, you can see pictures of all these decks we've poorly described on amateurtarot.com.
If you want to send us a question, you can do that right from the website there, too. Or you can email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can also call into our hotline. You could be the first caller at 314-325-6047. And if you call now,
you will get one free bottle of Hellraiser Dark Amber non-alcoholic malt beverage from Wellbeing Brewing Company.
And that is now as in, like now as of recording this, not as of now as in you listening to this.
Right, within 10 minutes of us recording this.
Yeah. You can tweet at our show and see cards of the day at tarotamateur.com if you didn't like the King of Wands and you need something new.
You can contact me on Twitter at ZenIronMan.
Wow, way to just self-promote.
Or Ben on Twitter
out there, huh?
At Making All This Up.
Also, the other thing that you could do is that you could rate and review the show on iTunes. It doesn't really cost you anything, and it helps us out a lot. We appreciate that.
It's super helpful. And in fact, it's so helpful that we're going to read a review right now.
All right, this review comes to us from Kamori Kalin. 5 stars, charming and fun. Really enjoy this podcast. Both hosts are fun and their banter is entertaining. I recommend liking them on Facebook. We recommend that too.
We actually never do recommend liking us on Facebook. So.
Yeah, but I'm taking the opportunity now that she said it.
Oh, you're agreeing.
I'm agreeing.
I recommend that also.
Yeah, I recommend that as well.
I realized when I read this review that we never recommend Facebook.
That's fine.
But
delete Facebook. anyway. I recommend liking them on Facebook as well as to see pictures of the decks and cards as well. I would have given this podcast 6 stars, but iTunes wouldn't let me. I would have given it 6 stars as well. And it's hard waiting a whole week for a new episode to come out. Thanks for the excellent podcast.
Thank you, Kamori.
We really appreciate your review. And if you leave us a review, perhaps we'll read yours on a future episode of the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
I think that the odds are...
in your favor.
Yes.
Well, that's the show.
That's the show.
Right?
Yeah. Do you guys have anything that you want to say?
Nice. Let's end it there.
Good one.
They're a podcasting family. A veritable
Yeah. They're a podcasting
unique family. Unique New York.